Welcome, you guys. It's Sardino from Sardino's True Talk. I apologize ahead of time for the way my voice is gonna sound. I am just barely. I'm still have it right now, but I'm barely getting over a pneumonia. I've had it since about last week, Thursday, apparently. Some complications I got from the flu bug that's been going on. But nonetheless, here we are. I just wanted to go ahead and release this second episode for those who are waiting for it. The second episode was pretty much for those who didn't listen to the last episode, which was Understanding Your Body. That's pretty much what this is going to be a continuation of. In the last episode, we were talking about the liver, the pancreas, and the kidneys, and why we were focusing on those. I'm not going to go too much on the liver. I think I beat that dead horse. But I am going to go into the pancreas and the kidneys, right? So, let's get right into it today. I don't want to waste too much time just in case I have enough time to talk about hormones. So, I think it should be pretty easy. So, kidneys. Kidneys balance the fluid in our body, right, guys? And what a lot of people don't understand is for you to lose weight or have a good, nutritious body and to diet very well, you have to learn how to ingest and intake the proper amounts of water. So what I've realized is that I am one of those people who just barely drink enough water. I drink as much as I can. I usually go anywhere between 44 to 66 ounces before half a day, depending on what I'm doing. But like I said, if you don't drink enough water, I suggest you do it. Number one. Number two, excuse me. When I was initially figuring out my body and trying to figure out where I was ingesting so much sugar, number one culprit are drinks for me. I struggle with this all the time. So for a long period when I was deployed, I was big time into, energy drinks. I don't drink any energy drinks anymore, due to some heart complications that I had. This is something that also caused this. So I suggest for those people who are always drinking Monsters and always drinking Red Bulls, really start looking into how that really affects your body. It's made a huge difference by me just stopping that. And honestly, the amount of sugar in those things are kind of obscene. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle, because people like, oh, I want to go get orange juice or I want to get apple juice. But you're not really getting a balanced orange juice. You're not really getting a balanced apple juice when you're getting these Minute Maid or, all natural. There's very, 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 very few drinks out there that are truly all natural and are balanced. So definitely look at the labels. Naked is one of those that are kind of on the boundary. Yes, they are pretty balanced, but if you can, honestly, the best orange juice to get is fresh squeezed. I don't expect you to go through all the haggle with apple juice as well. If you have a juicer, then use one. I ended up getting a Breville several years back, and then every now and then I'll do my juice cleanse, which will be either all vegetable with some fruit, for the most part. So about 75% veggies and only 25% fruit, just to get kind of the balance sugar out of it. So that's one thing I'm going to suggest, is just drink plenty of water. And just like last week episode, like I said, I'm no way, shape, or form a professional. If you're just catching this episode, I just want you to understand how this works together with your body. So the last big organ I want to talk about is the pancreas. Okay, so one thing about the pancreas is pretty much what it does. It controls the sugar levels in your blood and allows you to use energy from the food you actually get, right? So in the form of insulin if you want to get really technical, glucagon. And glucagon is usually the sugar that is stored from the liver that your body tells it, hey, store this sugar because we have enough everywhere else, and it'll store that. So the problem with diabetes is the reason people are taking insulin, right? The reason they're taking insulin is because their pancreas can't control that function anymore. And in many cases that I've seen, most diabetics, once they're past type 2 diabetes, it's very, very difficult to reverse this. However, I would say that if you have type 1 diabetes or in that window or in the threat of being diabetic, that you start changing your diet, start doing it, and you may be able to reverse it if you do it, if you catch it quick enough. Now, if you let it linger for years and years, then you're already doing the damage to yourself. And not only do I understand this from a perspective from seeing my father go through type 1 and type 2 diabetes, it's something that you really need to take seriously. Some people don't. And the biggest downfall that I've always seen is the diet. The diet of most people who have diabetes is not good, and their nutrition is based off of more processed foods than natural foods. And the closer you can get to natural foods, the way I've seen it, is just the better it is. All right, so we talked about the pancreas and kidneys. Pretty much what it does, it just filters your blood to remove any wastes, and it does other things as well, but it does also balance fluid in the body itself. And then two of the things that I thought was pretty interesting about it was that it activates vitamin D. So it does two things by doing that. It has the ability to raise your blood pressure or increase the red blood cells in your actual body. So that's why it's very important to have a balance between these three main organs, I think, between your pancreas, your kidneys, and your liver. Like I said, as we talked about in the last episode. So I do have some time. I'm gonna go into hormones. So hormones, what I want to talk about here is just the endocrine system is what they call it, and it's pretty much all the glands that you can think of that are inside of your body, right? Your pituitary, your adrenal, your thyroids, your ovaries, for those females, and your testes for those guys who are male. So that pretty much completes your endocrine system. And what these glands do is release these hormones, right? They're all different hormones. And as I talked about in our earlier episode, hormones are simply instructions given to a organ in the body to do a specific function. So, one of the most important glands in the endocrine system that I think is your thyroid. And you hear this about all the time, and everybody's like, oh, well, you know, is it important? So, you need to take care of your thyroid very, very well, and it's very hard. The only thing that I have known of to really, really have a good impact on your thyroids is the increase of selenium in your diet. So selenium is found in many, many foods, but probably the best food to find it in is a Brazil nut, if you haven't had one before. Now, the problem is too much selenium is actually bad. So it's like, oh, how much do I ingest? So I one time even went out of my way to buy like a full bag of Brazil nuts and eat one Brazil nut at least a day, which was, it made an effect. It had actually an effect, but I found out that I felt like I was eating too much of it, and I was scared because I knew too much selenium is actually bad for you. So I suggest that you incorporate some type of selenium nut based into your diet. Don't do it as frequently, just every now and then, just to go, hey, you know, I know my thyroid is there and I'm trying to take care of it, so this is something that I can do for that. And why the thyroid specifically is because it's what controls your metabolism. Okay, your metabolism dictates pretty much the ability for you to burn sugars as you're doing something, correct? So understanding how that your body works all hand in hand is very, very important, right? And the balance of hormones has a lot to do with this. And I'm gonna speak to not through experience, but I'm gonna speak through what I've visually seen. So for my female audience out there, I understand that a lot of females decide to take birth control to eliminate the possibility of getting pregnant. But please, please do some research and actually see what this does to your body. Actually, there's been a lot of females that I know that work out either heavily or you know, do multiple, do triathlons or Spartan races, and they struggle with weight. And one of the main reasons is because of birth control. You know, they take that away because some of them want to do it to remove, you know, themselves from getting their period so often. And I've seen it in many cases where it has improved their not only their weight but their actual performance. So I suggest that you just do your research before you ingest any type of birth control, especially if you're getting ready to do a new diet, and especially if you're going to begin working out strenuously, because your hormones has a huge effect on how you perform. Okay, and I'm going to use this example just because it's probably the most one of the more known people out there. Vitor Belfort, for those UFC fans out there, right? Vitor Belfort, through many years, went through hormone therapy to increase his performance, right? And then, if you look at him at 19, you know, and 20 years old, when he was just rolling through people, and you look at him now in his late, I mean, early to, I want to say early 40s. Sorry, early 50s, late 40s. He looks like ass, and it's because he fucked up his body's hormones, and he fucked up his balance of how his body actually creates them. Okay, he confuses an endocrine system by doing this. So I suggest women that are out there, just do your research before you. I'm not saying that it's not for everybody. I know sometimes it's medically it's better. Everybody is different. All I'm saying is do your research before you ingest some of this these birth control that is not natural to a woman's body. And it may be that key for you to lose that extra pound, or for you to get past that wall, or damn, I'm not performing as good as I can. Because I think we fail to realize is that a lot of guys are known for using hormone therapy, but we also need to look at how it affects our female counterparts as well. And I mean, it's sad that it is this way, but it is what it is. So guys, thank you so much again for your time. Once again, if you guys like this content, go ahead and like and subscribe on the YouTube page. If you haven't checked out my Facebook, go over to the Facebook page, Sergeant Dino True Talk. And also, Sergeant Dino at Sergeant Dino for Instagram users. Thank you guys so much for your time, and have a good day.